Welcome back, As Goes Wisconsin. Man, I can't believe how old this song, listening to this song, just like transports me back to summer 2008, driving to Vegas from California with my group of friends at the time. Well, we were going to Vegas for one night because then we had a houseboat rented in Lake Mead, and we played this song just on repeat. So I can't believe this song is like 14 years old. Still hits.
Yeah, but it holds up though.
Totally holds up.
Yeah. It's like a great, fun summer song, even now.
Is she still making music? This was such an MIA.
I think she'll put out like a track or two every once in a while, but I think largely she's not. I don't know.
Anyways.
It seems to feel like very of the era now. Like it's that 07 to 2010 indie rock era.
Yeah.
Which is my era.
Surprised it hasn't revived itself on TikTok and started trending, because TikTok has a tendency to take old music and make it people realize, like Fleetwood Mac. They're like, oh, I've never heard this band before. It's like, yeah, they've been around since way before you were born. All right. Anyways.
Well, you're on TikTok. You can make it a hit now.
Yeah. Bring it back. Yeah. All right. Let's have a little fun. What day of the week was the Bucks Summer League game this week?
Has there been multiple? I think it was one on Monday.
Was it Monday?
There's another one tonight, I believe.
Okay, yeah, so it was Monday, and I clearly am not. I'm wearing my Bucks shirt for anyone who's watching the live stream. I got my Journal Sentinel. And Dan's got his Milwaukee Bucks. What is that? Is that the?
It's just a poster.
It's just a poster the year that we won all the jerseys of who was playing.
Yeah, but it's like this, like all franchise notable.
All right.
Thing. Anyway, yeah.
So I see in my Twitter trending right hand panel, Mamu trending, and I was like, I don't know who that is, which made me feel like a bad Bucks fan. But it seemed like he had a very big night. And what I also realized is once I figured out who it was, I definitely recognized him, largely because I recognize him from sitting on the bench and cheering very hard on for the Bucks when he's doesn't play a lot yet. But yeah, I also randomly sat next to him at State Street Pizza, which just opened. And it was one of those things that why basketball players are so... No matter if they're famous or not, you know that they're a basketball player. Because it's one of those moments of you just feel a 7-foot person sitting next to you, and you try not to stare because you're like, this person's probably, I should know who this person is. And it was that slight move to the left while he wasn't looking, and said, yep, I know exactly who that person is. But it seems like he had a really good game. So is he an up-and-coming person to watch for next season?
I think he's going to be back in the mix again. I think Sandro Mamukelashvili, I think is his name.
Is that his full name? Okay.
Yeah. And I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. But he was like a two-way, so he played part of the season with the Bucks and part of the season with the Wisconsin Herd in Oshkosh. And I think that will probably be the same situation again. But he seems like, you know, the type of guy that he's like a really great locker room presence. And, you know, he's a talented offensive player. And he had an awesome dunk on Monday night, which was what he got trending for during Summer League in Vegas. So that was pretty cool.
That is really cool. How did the – I didn't watch. I've been, you know, trying to prep for a daily radio show. So my other content consuming habits have taken a bit of a dive these last 2 weeks.
You're not getting into Summer League. You're not
as much as I do love basketball, but I'm not sitting waiting for the Summer League team to come on. But how did our recently drafted, our first round draft choice look?
Marjon Beauchamp.
It's a great name.
He looks pretty good.
Yeah?
It's a great name. Passes the name test. Flying colors. As an NBA player, I don't think that, you know, I think he's going to be really good. I think he's really athletic. He's got a great story. He's going to be a great defensive player. I think he's, you know, one of these super lanky guys that the Bucks like to draft with the long wingspan and stuff like that. So I think he's going to be a really good defensive player, energy guy doing stuff out of the, as a rookie. And then I think it'll just, you know, his, how far he'll go will depend on how well he can shoot the three. He's just kind of got that, you know, he wasn't like a great shooter coming up or anything. But if he can develop into a good 3-point shooter, those are the type of players that are super valuable in the league right now. And that anybody playing with Giannis gets a little extra space to shoot those threes.
That's true.
Because he demands so much attention going to the basket. So I think we've seen a bunch of times where, like, players will get traded to the Bucks who are, like, okay shooters, and they have a little bit more space, and then they're great shooters. You know, that happened with Jrue Holiday. He became a 40% three-point shooter with Giannis when that never happened at any point before in his career. So getting a little extra space to shoot it is fun. And Marjan Beauchamp, it's just a fun name to say. So, we're going to have that going for us.
Absolutely. The announcer's got a blessing. If he gets enough play time, the amount of fun that all the announcers and commentators can have with that name is plenty. So I'm going to put you on the spot, because I always think of, even before we even met in person and actually started our friendship, we were following each other on Twitter, and I knew you basically as the guy who was my go-to Twitter follow that... The two things that I could rely on you for is Wisconsin politics, Milwaukee politics, and Bucks. And so besides you, who do you think are the top three Bucks fans who are the top three Bucks fans in your opinion? You don't have to include yourself, but if you had to, like, name them by name, who would you say the top three Bucks fans are?
Okay. Gosh. There's so many people who, like, I want to say my buddy Jimmy, who you might know on Twitter.
I know Jimmy.
He's like the Bucks fan. I'm going to give a shout out to my buddy Kevin, he's not visible on Twitter, but he's just an insane Bucks fan. And let's see, who else is a big Bucks fan?
Gruber?
I'll shout out Frank Madden from Locked On Bucks. He's my buddy over there, too. So Frank, shout out to Frank.
All right. So Jimmy, Kevin, Frank. That sounds like a comedy trio.
Yeah.
All right. When we come back, we're going to get into an update on some of your award-winning work, Expanding the Divide. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.